Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for this New Year's Eve day, December 31st. Got some great milestone moments in sports history with some excellent athletes who were awarded or did some major accomplishments in the uniform numbers that they may have worn on those days. And we're going to start off in 1967 on this date, December 31st, the AFL Championship at the Alameda County Coliseum in Oakland, California. The Oakland Raiders defeating the Houston Oilers 40-7. What a whopping one-sided score there. Number 16, George Blanda, booted four field goals for the Raiders in the club's first AFL Championship. December 31st, 1973, number 14, Johan Cruyff was chosen as the European Football Player of the Year. Speaking of that, 1974, Cruyff, number 14, took home another award exactly 1 year to the day of that previous one, the Ballon d'Or, where he won back-to-back awards, his third overall for the best European football player, ahead of Bayern Munich defender, number 5, Franz Beckenbauer, and Liga Warsaw midfielder, number 10, Kazimierz Dania. December 31st, 1988, the Pittsburgh NHL center, number 66, Mario Lemieux, accounted for all of his team's goals in the Penguins' 8-6 win over the New Jersey Devils. He famously scored 5 goals, each in a different way: even strength, power play, shorthanded penalty shot, empty net, and also netted 3 assists. On the ice for all 8 and was a part of all of them. That is being some productive things for number 66, Mario Lemieux, Super Mario as they called him. December 31st, 1997, the Buffalo Czechs NHL goalie, number 39, Dominik Hasek, stopped 36 shots for his 27th career shutout in a Sabres 3-0 win over the Ottawa Senators. It was the 6th shutout in the month of December, the first time that's happened since George Hainsworth did it in the 1928-1929 season to achieve that feat. December 31st, 2018, the Houston Rockets guard number 13, James Harden, scored 43 points in the Rockets' 113-101 win over the Memphis Grizzlies. It was the 4th straight NBA game where he scored over 40 points and the 8th straight with over 35. He joined the likes of number 14, Oscar Robertson, as the only player with at least 35 points and 5 assists in 8 straight games. And that is a major accomplishment when you sit there and think about everybody that's had some great games in NBA history. You know, only those two gentlemen have done that feat so far. So we'll wait and see as we got some very talented individuals in the NBA right now. And how about this with some great soccer, some great hockey and basketball, as well as a little bit of football mixed in. You know, it's a great day for sports history. And the end of the year, the last day of the year, and just some great stars have been shining out there, and we are so glad that you joined us here for this year. This is marks the 365th day of the JerseyDispatch.com website being started. We started and launched on just January 1st of last year, brought the podcast in a little bit after that. And we have some great things planned for this coming year of 2023, and hope you'll be there with us all the way through that, as well as we will try to bring you as much great sports history as we can with the uniform numbers and the great events that the players did. And in the meantime, if you can't wait for our next episode to come out, well, go to the sportshistorynetwork.com. There's 30 different podcasters. Somebody's bound to be releasing a podcast each and every day. And if not, there's thousands of hours of backlog that you can listen to catch up on some sports history and learn a little bit of something and have a few laughs. It's some great entertaining hosts and guests, very knowledgeable in sports history. Also, you can go to our websites, pigskindispatch.com, jerseydispatch.com, and Orville Mulligan Sports Writer, found at orvillemulligan.com. It's a great audio drama. If you haven't listened to it yet, please do, because it's really worth the listen. I think you'll be definitely entertained and enjoy a different way of gaining some sports history knowledge. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.